Welcome to the Mothering Through Childhood Cancer podcast, where we explore mindset strategies to help you navigate your child's cancer journey with confidence. My name is Samara Potter. I'm a pediatric oncologist, certified life coach, and your host. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so excited to be starting this podcast, Parenting Through Childhood Cancer. It is something that has really been on my mind for a very long time. I would say a couple of years now. So it's time to get started with it. I wanted to talk a little bit about why I wanted to start this podcast and what the background is for this, which is really that I've always been taught ever since I was younger, I think in med school, that taking care of a child with cancer is not just about the child, and that it's very important to think about taking care of the whole family. And that means parents and siblings, that means grandparents, it means all the people who come and gather together to help navigate a child's cancer journey. And one of the things that I noticed as a pediatric oncologist during COVID-19 was that a lot of the community, a lot of the spirit and feeling of having people gather around you and show you how much support you have as a parent was really not present. And that wasn't because of anyone's particular fault, but really just that due to visitor restrictions and things like that, it was not as easy to have people in the hospital, you know, and it made it difficult for patients and families who were newly diagnosed to get the kind of support and community that I think that they were so desperately looking for. So around that time, I started learning about mindset and life coaching and became certified as a life coach by the Life Coach School in October of 2021. And I realized that a lot of the principles of mindset and thought work were things that were very useful to my patients and specifically to parents. And oftentimes with COVID restrictions, thinking about mothers of the patients that I was taking care of. And so I wanted everybody to be able to have access to this and to these ideas and ways of practically coping and navigating your child's cancer journey. Things that a lot of times the hospital and other people are not able to talk about in terms of really good tips and tricks. So this is my attempt to remedy that and to give you all some practical advice about how to better navigate your child's cancer journey. And so I would love to hear your feedback and any thoughts that you have. So if you have any ideas for podcast topics or any thoughts about the content that you hear here, please go ahead and leave a review and let me know what you're thinking and I'll go and take a look and get back to you. So today's topic, the topic I wanted to start off with is compassion. So why did I want to pick compassion? I think compassion is something that a lot of people think about when they think of a child being diagnosed with cancer. They think about, oh, you know, that's such a terrible situation, and how sad for everyone, all of these sorts of things. But I want to talk about compassion specifically to those of you who are parenting your child. And what I want to talk to you about is not compassion for other people, but really compassion for yourself. And the reason is because I really believe that compassion starts within yourself, and that how you talk to yourself is really going to determine how you understand and perceive your child's cancer journey. And so what does this mean? And, you know, what do I mean when I say, how are you talking to yourself? A lot of patients, when they come in, parents will start asking me questions about, you know, when did this start? When should I have known? I feel like I should have known earlier. Could I have caught this earlier? What did I miss? These sorts of questions. And a lot of times what's underlying that is this idea, this thought, you know, if I were a better parent, then I would have caught this earlier. If I were paying more attention, then I, you know, would have noticed this sooner. And what I want to suggest is that it's never helpful, really, to think about yourself as not being a good parent. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help your child. And it's really going to make a lot of this journey feel more difficult. And it's definitely hard enough and doesn't need any more added to it. So one of the ways that I suggest people look at how they are talking to themselves is really to do something that my mentor, Brooke Castillo, talks about a lot, which is do what we call a thought download. And that's literally just sitting down with a pen and a paper, or if you prefer, in front of a computer, and emptying all the thoughts that are in your head out onto the paper or the screen for a period of, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or longer if you have it. Really almost just dumping everything that's in your head out so that you can take a look at it. So once you've done that, one of the things that I think is most helpful is, first of all, the writing itself is a big release of tension. But one of the things that I think is very helpful is to then go back and read what you wrote and to imagine that it wasn't written by you. And to imagine that it was written by someone you love. So imagine it was your best friend, okay? And imagine how you would respond to them if they came to you and said, these are all the things that I'm thinking about. These are all my worries. These are all my concerns. These are the things that I'm struggling with. How would you talk to them? And is that how you talk to yourself? Would you say to them, wow, I'm surprised you didn't catch this earlier. Was there something you should have known ahead of time to be able to figure this out? No, of course not. You would never say something like that. You would, of course, only say something kind, something compassionate, something to show that you understand that they're human and that this is a situation that is unexpected, that is difficult. You might say something like, wow, that seems really tough. How can I help? Or how can I be there for you? What do you need? And it's interesting because we don't ask ourselves these questions very often. But if you imagine you're talking to a friend, or that your friend has talked to you or sent you a message in the form of this thought download, how would you respond? And then I want you to take that and think about responding to yourself that way. Another really amazing life coach, Rachel Hart, talked about once the way that we talk to ourselves and how one way to talk to yourself with more compassion is to remember what you were like as a child. And she suggests actually taking a photo of yourself as a child and blowing it up and keeping it somewhere close by. So every time you're not sure if you're being kind to yourself, you know, if what you're saying is something that is kind and, you know, holding yourself accountable, or actually rather something mean, that you imagine saying it to the child version of yourself, looking at your child self and saying it to them. And would you say it to them now? Would you say it to your own child? So those are just some thoughts about talking to yourself and how to notice whether or not you're speaking to yourself from a place of love or from a place of judgment and this idea that you should be doing better or you should be doing more. And one thing I just want to make sure that you do and that you remember is not to use this awareness, this kind of newly building awareness that we're talking about of how you speak to yourself as another weapon against yourself to beat yourself up even further. Okay, so many of us have, well, all of us really have these patterns of behavior that we use when we do things, right? The brain likes to be really efficient, and so we have these patterns of behavior that we do over and over and over. So the way that you talk to yourself is probably the way you've talked to yourself for many, many years, right? And before you want to jump in and change that, the first step is being aware. And just aware of, that is interesting. I'm not speaking to myself very nicely. I'm definitely not speaking to myself the way I would want to speak to my child or to myself when as a little child. And isn't that interesting? So just viewing it, recognizing it, being aware of it, not necessarily using it to shame ourselves or being upset about it, but just being aware. The awareness is key. It's a very key step in all of our mind work and thoughtfulness, and it's not something to be skipped over. So, that's it about compassion today. I hope that all of you have a really wonderful Labor Day weekend, and please go ahead and drop me a note if you think this is helpful. Thanks. Hey, if you've enjoyed this podcast and want to learn more, check out my website at www.motheringthrough.com. It's the best place to go to find more resources on mindset coaching for moms of kids with cancer. It's also where you can sign up for a free discovery call with me, where we chat, no pressure, about whether coaching is right for you. See you there.